This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free the number 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number one of the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, we're going to try to catch up on a few emails. Manwich, you've got one about freedom of speech, and I've got a few as well. Also on the way, FEMA. We've got some a couple stories about them. We've got them totally wasting money and deciding they want some of their money back. We'll give you the details. Also, George Bush is totally out of his mind. Paul Craig Roberts has some comments. And also a little toy that we've actually played with, Manwich, is little magnet toys. They're, they're under fire for killing babies.
You know, we used to have little magnet toys here in the studio, and we would play with them.
Right.
You know, we'd kind of fight over them. Who got to build stuff with the toys during the show while keep our hands busy while we're talking? But I miss those. Where are they?
They're in the closet.
Okay.
You can go get them if you want during the break. Well, here's a story from ABC News. The idea of magnetics is to build different shapes and designs with small plastic pieces bound together by tiny, powerful magnets. It's, if you've never seen these before, if you go to your local toy store or Walmart, they'll have them. It's, I think, maybe about 18 to 20 bucks for a box of them. I don't know how many pieces are included, maybe 50 or something like that. And what you have are these little silvery balls, and then there are these long kind of magnetic rods, and they're colored. So you get yellows and reds and greens and blacks.
The rods are plastic, whereas the balls are metal.
Correct. Well, the rods are plastic, and in both ends of the rod are little magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can build neat things with them. It's a fun adult toy. It's a cool thing to, I think, have on your desk, you know, just something to play with while you're trying to kill some time, that sort of thing. So we've actually used it ourselves. Well, the box boasts mega magnetic power and warns of a choking hazard to small children.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Little tiny balls that are smaller than your pinky, you know, the tip of your pinky finger. These aren't very big. Well, Penny Sweet's two-year-old son Kenny died Thanksgiving Day after swallowing tiny magnets from the toy. But the young man didn't choke on the magnets. Instead, according to, an autopsy, two tiny magnets were stuck in Kenny's small intestine.
Hmm.
Doctors say the magnets were so strong that they joined two ends of his small intestine, thereby pinching it shut.
Man, really?
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, they're strong little things.
As a result, bacteria was forced into his bloodstream, thereby killing him.
Gosh, that's such a shame.
Well, what the shame is that his parents let him play with this toy. The magnets are so strong, they're hard to pull apart, but they're supposed to be encased in plastic pieces. The little pieces are not supposed to be loose and came out of the larger pieces. Sweet said the toy was defective because the tiny magnets easily came loose. Other parents are now reporting close calls with the same problem, including a five-year-old that was hospitalized in Seattle. Cases have led to an extraordinary news conference from leading health officials warning parents about the toy. Don't let small children play with the toys, said one medical examiner, and supervise any child playing with the toy. Is this rocket science? How many times, do you have to be told by a doctor to not let your kids play with toys that they could swallow?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it does warn of a choking hazard, which sort of has to, you know, it encompasses the swallowing thing.
Right.
I mean, if a parent gives a child a handgun to play with, is the handgun company then going to be liable if the child, I don't know, uses, you know, somehow shoots the handgun, starts a fire, and then gets burned up because he didn't shoot himself? That matters?
There are some people out there that would absolutely go after the handgun company for that sort of thing. In fact, Dr. Daniel Ledbetter saved one boy's life after performing emergency surgery, finding the magnets caught in the intestine. We found he had some holes in his intestine, leaking out bacteria.
Mm.
Magnetics' manufacturer says they've passed all federal safety requirements, and the box features prominent small part hazard warnings. I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
The manufacturer adds that prior to the Seattle incident, we have no record or knowledge of a similar occurrence. So, one kid has died as a result of this. Even so, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is calling it a priority case and says it's in the midst of a serious investigation.
Well, it's a tragedy that the child died. I mean, there's no doubt that it's a tragedy, but it's negligent on the part of the parent.
Get this. This is the last final quote in the article. It's just the cap on the whole thing. The mother of this little boy, here's what she has to say. This toy has to be recalled. It's defective. No, you're defective. Your parenting skills are defective.
I'm afraid that if you let your child play with something that small, it's a two-year-old.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
You cannot leave a two-year-old by itself with toys that have pieces. Look, these pieces, she's complaining that the magnets fell out of these things. That's never happened with our set. They're pretty well encased in that plastic.
Even if they did come out, who knows how they came out?
Right.
But magnets, they can come out,
and they would be very small if they came out. But these things aren't large to begin with. A 2-year-old could very easily swallow, I think, these magnetic balls and these magnetic pieces.
Sure. And 2-year-olds, they put things in their mouths.
That's what they do. They feel the world out with their mouths.
Well, they're a little older then, but still. They still could very easily choke on these things.
Especially if mom and dad aren't around. So I'm sorry, but the company is not at fault. The toys are not defective. You're defective for allowing your children to access something dangerous like this. Why don't you just stick with a little Barbie doll or something like that? I mean, that might even be dangerous. I don't know. You just can't leave kids alone with this stuff. Get them something really big that they can't shove in their mouth. Not that I'm a parenting expert, but gosh, even I know this stuff, Manwich.
Yeah.
I'm no brilliant parent. I don't know how to raise kids, but I know better than to let a kid have something teeny tiny, smaller than his thumb, to play around with.
It's not much bigger than a toothpick, honestly.
It's bigger than a toothpick.
If you took four toothpicks and bound them together...
That would be about the size.
That would be about the size of one of these rods.
It'd be about the length, and it'd be about the thickness of one of the rods.
Yeah.
And the balls are even smaller.
Well, the balls are good size. I mean, they're ball bearings. They're a bit much bigger than a BB.
Yeah, but they're obviously shorter. I mean, they're shorter, so they're not huge balls. Mm-hmm. They're very small. Anyway, if you're a parent and you've got some comments on this, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, especially if you think the same way as this mother. I really want to understand why you could possibly think that this is a defective toy as opposed to a defective parent, somebody that obviously doesn't care a wink about their child.
I feel for this woman, and I'm sure that she doesn't. I absolutely do. I feel it's terrible to lose a child. But at the same time, and I understand why you wouldn't want to blame yourself. And
I feel for the kid.
Well, the kid's
dead. I don't feel for the woman. She's the one that screwed up.
I can see why she wouldn't want to blame herself in this circumstance.
I hope she's having some serious pain in this.
But to cash in and then have this company go out of business, stop manufacturing this stuff that people get joy out of?
The Consumer Product Safety Commission making it a priority case, seriously investigating it. I don't know what that means. I don't know if anything will ever come out of this. I mean, we know when the government says they're investigating something, usually nothing happens, but... Who knows? Maybe they'll make maybe a lot of government bureaucracy comes out and they justify bans on things by saying, oh, it would only save one life.
Yeah.
If it would only just save one life. Well, what about me? I want to play with my little magnet toys. You jerks. Are you going to make it so you have to sell it in an adults-only store because it's too dangerous? I mean, how many toys have little parts that could break off of them? Are we going to ban every single toy that could have a part that breaks off of it?
And the end of this is that every corner in the world is going to have to be rounded off. Every small object is going to have to be gotten rid of because somebody could swallow it, choke on it, and die. The thing is the world is a dangerous place. And the end result for everyone is death.
Eventually, unfortunately.
Well, that's the way it is.
Well, I'd like to see that come to an end.
Well, it's possible, I suppose, that there could be a life-enhancing medicine come along, but that doesn't change the fact that this world's still a dangerous place.
No doubt.
And you're still only going to get out one way.
And, sorry, but you can't teach your 2-year-old that, look, sweetie, the world's a dangerous place, now don't put that in your mouth. You can't teach them that. They're too young at that point.
No, you're responsible for caring for them.
You're absolutely 100% responsible. In fact, I think she's pretty darn negligent in this particular case, and as a result, she lost her son. 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the airwaves. That's 1-800-259-9231. I can't imagine there'd be anybody out there that actually agrees with this woman's position that this toy should be outlawed or taken off the marketplace. But if you're out there, we would love to hear from you. Coming up, freedom of speech. We'll talk about that. How far should it go? Should there be limits? This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. And we do a little advertising there where we let you do a little advertising with our banner column. You can actually purchase one of them. We're auctioning off, I believe, the third banner on the website right now. You can go and place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. And since I've been doing a bad job of promoting it, last time I checked, it was only at $5. So you could win a banner on our website throughout the entire site for an entire month if you go and place your bid now. Auction.freetalklive.com. So still to come here tonight, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Also, FEMA, we're going to tell you about how they've screwed stuff up, of course, and how they want their money back. Yeah, they gave out a lot of money after Katrina. They've changed their mind, though. We'll give you the details. All that's on the way. But we're going to get into the freedom of speech. But first,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
It's indeed freestateproject.org. We're both members, by the way, of the Free State Project.
Yes, we are, and we were before they sponsored the show.
Not only are we members of the Free State Project, but we're also members of the First 1000 program. Mm-hmm. And just in a nutshell, the Free State Project is 20,000 people that are going to be moving to the same state. In this case, it's New Hampshire that was chosen as the Free State, in order to, well, make a stand for liberty, to have the Second American Revolution, as you put it. And it's a brilliant idea, but it's kind of a long-term project. Mm-hmm. We're at 7,000 members now, actually over 7,000 members. But when we get to 20,000, it's going to take a little while to get there. Once we get there, there's a 5-year window where everyone has to move. Well, some of us have decided, we don't want to wait. We want liberty as soon as possible. And so that's why the First 1,000 pledge was created. So those of you that are willing to move sooner rather than later really should look into that at freestateproject.org. I think it's pretty exciting. So let's go to the email box, Manwich, ftl@freetalklive.com, and let's talk about freedom of speech.
Well, this is a email from Tomer. I would like to know what you think about limitations on freedom of speech, mostly because I might be starting an essay that deals with it. I'm focusing on the battle in a college in Utah between different groups of locals and students. In 2004, I watched Bowling for Columbine and Fahrenheit 9/11 and started reading about Michael Moore ever since. I would like to know what you think about the guy. My problem with Moore isn't his opinions. I can disagree with him just like I disagree with you. My problem is, sometimes he disagrees with us, sometimes he agrees.
Okay.
My problem is people who deliberately lie for whatever reason, no matter what their opinions are. My first opinion is that Moore should be stopped, was that Moore should be stopped from speaking. Not because I disagree with him, not because of the money, but because I know for a fact that he deliberately makes up lies to hurt people. I know it's not fair that I'm not backing up this comment, but it would take you 3 days to read this email.
Okay.
Anyway, that changed my mind. What changed my mind was a very short statement. The cure for abuse of freedom of speech in this society is more freedom of speech.
Hmm.
This sentence was stated by a libertarian lawyer named David Hardy, an expert on the First Amendment. The film was Fahrenheit 9/11, a rebuttal to Fahrenheit 9/11.
A rebuttal.
Is that how you say rebuttal? No. It says rebuttal.
Sounds like he's misspelling.
Okay,
go ahead.
I thought it might be another word.
Okay.
Anyway, Hardy is the co-author of the book Michael Moore is a Big Fat Stupid White Man, a book that documents Moore's systematic propaganda from 1989 to present day.
Mm-hmm.
So Hardy's statement pretty much resolves the issue for me. If we know Moore is lying, we should use the same tools he abuses in order to make things right.
Great point.
I have to agree. But still, what would you do if I made a movie about Free Talk Live? Made millions upon millions of people believe, falsely, that Ian is a racist, Manwich thinks it's funny when American children die, and that Johnson's girlfriend is a known terrorist.
Well, first of all, let's play this in reality, okay? Because here we are, we're getting into what-if world, where anything can happen,
mm-hmm.
where someone's going to make a movie about a radio show that's on 14, you know, 13 or 14 affiliates, and you know, we're a podcast.
14.
Yeah, we're on 14 now, but I'm sorry, who's going to watch your movie and how are you going to make millions of dollars? Okay, let's fast forward and presume that Free Talk Live is now the number one talk show in the world, and that way somebody would have an actual real interest in making some sort of a hit piece movie on us. Because right now, sorry, nobody's going to distribute your movie and nobody's going to watch it. But if we really were, like, if we were of the stature of a Rush Limbaugh or a Howard Stern, and you were to make a hit piece movie like he's suggesting, then in that case we would be able to just fight back by getting on the airwaves and refuting everything. I mean, I wouldn't bother me in the least. Go right ahead. Say whatever you want. You can say my penis is small, too. I don't care.
I'm not even going to say anything about
that.
You
can say whatever you want.
The thing is that Rush Limbaugh has had multiple hit pieces put out on him.
Sure he has.
Michael Moore, multiple hit pieces. These guys are not suffering. You know, say anything you want about me, just spell my name right.
Great point. Gosh, yeah, please. If somebody out there wants to make a multi-million dollar movie hit piece on Free Talk Live, I will come and kiss your feet one day. Because if people go out and watch that movie, it's just going to draw more attention to us.
Please do. Do you think that I should be able to make millions of people believe these things? Do you think that once I make millions of people hate you for false reasons,
First of all, stop right there. I don't like it when people use the term make. You don't make anybody do anything. If you make a movie, people watch it, then they make their own decisions. Don't take the onus of control out of their hands. It just, it's kind of like you're acting as though they're victims, you know. They're a victim of your movie, of your brilliant editing job, and that they've fallen victim and prey to you, and that you're making them think a certain way. No, you could possibly influence them if they allow you to. I just don't like that
phrase.
Yeah,
9/11, not Gone with the Wind, you know. Fahrenheit 9/11 isn't some greatly produced piece. It did its little job, and,
right.
And I think that Michael Moore benefited off of it. But
sure he did.
You know, no great Hollywood production there.
Okay. I just wanted to point out, I don't like it when people say make you do something. Go
Should
ahead.
I be allowed to continue to speak my mind and get paid to encourage young men and women to hate you? Sure, you could sue. But what if the judge throws out the case, or we settle in court, and nobody reports it?
I wouldn't waste the time suing.
No, you just fight with them? Or down the air,
I just rebut it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Moore has been sued many times for his actions in several films, and no one knows about it. Suppose you use your podcast to spread the truth. What if my podcast is more popular, and I'm more famous than you are?
Good for you.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm not going to cry in my soup about it.
The thing is we, please, if you're more famous than us, talk about us. Please.
Rush wouldn't do it. He's too smart. He was talking about us one
right.
time. He was talking about podcasting. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how he wouldn't get on satellite and he wouldn't do certain things. And well, I don't even remember the context.
Well, he basically, you know, indicated podcasters that are also on the radio whose you know, radio signals are out in the Midwest broadcasting to cornfields.
Right.
That was us.
The time when he said that. Now we've got Indianapolis and
sure.
We've got Sacramento.
We didn't have any major metros at the time
right.
that he said that. And Rush knows that we are the future of talk radio.
And he knows that if he says our name on his radio show,
yeah.
it's just going to drive traffic to us.
Please, God, that would be great.
Well, it's what we did last night with Dignation, with Torgo. In fact, there's a link on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've started a feud with them. What's not real? It's just fun. But the point is, people that aren't paying close enough attention aren't going to realize that it's fun, and so they might say, well, what are they arguing about? And they'll go out and they'll sniff out their show, or they'll sniff out our show and find out what we're about and make
right.
their own decision. So, free speech for all. Say whatever you want.
Say whatever you want, but spell my name right.
There you go.
Man-witch.
That's right. Not
W-H.
It's W-I... Wait a minute.
C-H.
What is it?
W-I-C-H. Like a sandwich.
That's right. All right.
More than a meal.
Not like the witch that flies on
no.
a broomstick. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which?
Literally anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, you take control of the airwaves. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on our updates list. And I got to say, for those of you out there listening who have been listening from the very beginning, from back in our local radio FM talk days.
And there are some of you out there.
Yep, and those of you in the Sarasota, Bradenton, Florida area, there's going to be some good news for you coming out. We've got a on the updates list, you'll know first. So we always announce new affiliates. Good news coming soon. All right, if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it at updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the freedom of speech. Tomer emailed us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he's concerned with that, well, maybe it goes too far. Does freedom of speech go too far? What if you say bad things about somebody? What if you say slanderous, mean, terrible, lying things about somebody? And there are laws about slander and libel, and I don't know how I feel about those. I mean, it's mean to say bad things about other people, but I don't
know. Slander has to do with lying.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know if I think somebody should go to jail or have to pay fines over lying about somebody else.
Well, I think that it has to do, you have to prove damages, for one, and that's, you know, that's something.
That's hard to do, huh?
It's not hard to do. You could show it. I mean, if there were damages, you can show it. The thing is, what about if a newspaper prints, and this would be libel, not slander,
right,
prints some untrue story about you, and you're an average Joe with an average job? You're screwed 7 ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, in a situation where we are battling it out with Rush Limbaugh, or Rush Limbaugh is battling it out with us,
yeah,
the average
Joe doesn't benefit from that in any way.
Right. Rush could only be damaged in a mitigatable sense because we are a small show. He is a large one. We could only be benefited by anything that he says about us,
right,
because, you know, we have, you know,
he has
popularity,
millions of
listeners, to be concerned with. So, but the average Joe, if they say that you picked up a hooker or you raped a little girl,
right,
or, you know, spelled your name wrong and, you know, spelled a name wrong and then got your name in, you get fired for that. That's damages.
Good point.
So.
Well, I wonder, you know what, now, this is something I've never thought about before. How would slander and libel be handled in a world without government laws? How would an anarchist world, a free market world, handle that situation?
Do you want me to answer that?
Not you.
Okay.
Unless you can.
Well,
I'm throwing it out there to the listeners.
Your DBAs, what are these things you...
Dispute resolution organizations, and they're not
DROs.
Mine.
Okay.
They're not my idea.
These DROs, you know, handle damages that one person does to another, and they would handle damages
dispute
done by...
Dispute resolution.
Yeah, it would be a dispute, and they would resolve it.
Hmm. So with your contract with the dispute resolution organization, you would agree to not slander or libel someone else, I presume?
Sure.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
Essentially, living under our laws, we agree to do that now.
Also, in relation to freedom of speech, I got a story about pirate radio in South Florida. They're claiming that pirate radio stations are interfering with aircraft. We'll investigate
they
that.
They always do that.
Yeah, they do. But first,
do you think airplanes could fall out of the sky because they're playing rock and roll music,
right,
on the wrong channel?
First, we're going to the phones, though, to your calls. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Ian in Michigan. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live with, Ian and Manwich.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Ian, what's on your mind?
Well, I was in my college English course today, and we had a discussion about inner-city violence.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these different suggestions going around, and I'm thinking the whole time, this is just ridiculous. And I threw out the possibility that it could be due to drug prohibition.
You're darn right it could.
Yeah, and as soon as I said that, just every head turned, and people were just shocked. Drugs are bad. So
in college, you got that response?
Yeah, that's what was the most shocking thing.
Well, once you're talking about crack, then the average marijuana smoker completely divorces themselves from that group of people.
Mm.
So what you're talking about is, oh my God, you're talking about legalizing crack? Crack is bad.
Yeah.
And every marijuana smoker would agree. Well, I would agree.
I'm curious as to what some of the responses were that you
got.
Well,
I'll tell you a couple of the responses. The first girl turned to me and said, "You want to legalize drugs?" I said, yeah. Then another guy turns and says, "So that would mean that cocaine and heroin would just be available to everybody." I said, "Well, that doesn't change the fact that the only people that are going to use it are the people that would use it in the first place."
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was just frustrated. Then some people started to come around, like, okay, maybe we're not going to get in trouble for showing our support for drugs.
Yeah, it's a crazy idea. The first time I ever heard it, I was floored. It's a whole paradigm shift.
So I was really discouraged at first because I was one of the only people that wanted to address this topic. And my question to you was, what are some effective ways to approach a conversation with somebody that's pro-war on drugs and...
Well, it really depends on their perspective. It depends on what they want. You know, for instance, if you're talking to a conservative, just to use that terrible term, I mean, it's almost meaningless today, but if you're talking to someone that considers themselves a conservative, well, then they should be someone who cares about their family, right, Manwich?
Yeah.
I mean, a conservative wants to protect their family, and therefore you could point out that the violence, as I'm sure you did point this out, that the violence that's on the streets is a direct result of the fact that drug prohibition increases prices. I mean, you could run them step by step through the fact that if you prohibit a product, it goes underground. I mean, there's no way that
people could disagree. I did tell the class that, yes.
Yeah, there's no way that people could disagree with the logic here when you prohibit something, because you can always point to alcohol prohibition as an example. When you prohibit something, it goes underground. As a result of it going underground, the mafia, the gangs, they take control of it, and the price skyrockets. Well, since the price has skyrocketed, the addicts have to, well, do something to get that money, and usually that something means rob people or beat people or steal things, and that's where all the violence comes from. So if you're a good conservative, you want to protect your family, legalize drugs.
And if you and because the price of drugs have skyrocketed, the marketing increases. Now, the marketing isn't something that I deal with on a regular basis, but it must work, because there are all kinds of mind-altering drugs out there that you can take over the counter. For instance, there are cold medicines that you can take.
The XM.
And these things, they definitely are mind-altering. But
exactly.
This stuff isn't as popular as acid or crack or anything like that. And the reason is because there's money to be made for these people. If the money's not there...
Oodles and oodles of money.
The fact is, crack wasn't being... Or cocaine wasn't being snorted before the drug war.
Crack didn't exist before the drug war.
Marijuana wasn't much of anything before the drug war. The drug war has made these drugs more desirable to people.
And it just seems like all these people are brainwashed. They overlook all the facts, the statistics, and history, and they say drugs are bad.
Sure, so they are.
The whole situation is bad.
It's emotional, especially for somebody that's had a drug abuser in their family. They feel like, gosh, if the laws would have just been, if they would have just gotten caught, or if they would have been punished a little bit more, then they could have been saved or something like that. So if they've been close to a drug tragedy, they feel like the law would have possibly have been the answer. For those kind of people, it's even more difficult to persuade them. And also, of course, the thing you have to remember, Ian, is when you're presenting this information, you can't possibly expect them to, have a connection made in their mind within 2 minutes and say, you know what, gosh, you're right. All you can really hope to do is just get the honest information out there, alert them to the fact that there's someone else with a different opinion, and hope that when they go home that night, they'll think about it and maybe move a few steps in our direction. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, Manwich, when you first heard, from the point where you first heard this idea to where you came to accept it, how long?
Probably a month.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Wow, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free, at freetalklive.com. So go take advantage of them. We were talking about the war on drugs, and Ian called in from Michigan a little while back and was asking, well, you know, how do you persuade people on this? How do you talk to pro-drug war people and move them in our direction? Well, the first and most important thing is when you're talking to them, when you're making persuasive points, you can't expect them to become persuaded right away.
Yeah.
These
and,
are things that take
don't
time.
Get, and don't get heated or anything like that, because that's certainly not going to help. People need just to be presented with the facts and different point of view, and then they need time to digest it.
Exactly. And we kind of touched on some possible ways of persuading so-called conservatives on the war on drugs. Now, if you're talking to a self-professed liberal, odds are pretty good they're kind of going to be leaning in your direction already. I would think most liberals would agree with ending marijuana prohibition. They probably would have that starting point, but they may think crack would be going too far.
Or at the very least, they want to make programs for people, programs that they can get out of their addiction rather than having to go to jail.
Right, but they want to put the money there instead of putting them in jail.
But the question really is, at that point, no liberal trusts the government to do anything properly, so you ask them, look, They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. You expect the government to run drug treatment programs?
Or you could also point out to a you could point out to a liberal that, you know, who owns your body? Because personal, being able to put whatever you want in your own body is kind of a social freedom that I think a lot of liberals have an appreciation for. So you ask them, well, do you own yourself? Shouldn't you be free to put whatever you want in your own body? You know, that's a point you can make with them. Also, another one with liberals or conservatives, people that have respect for the cops, tell them about law enforcement against prohibition. If you've got somebody in front of you that's spouting off about how dangerous drug users are and how bad drugs are and that they think we should lock them up and throw away the key, well, ask them, well, how would you feel if you met some police that thought that we should legalize drugs? What? Police? Yeah. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. LEAP.cc is their website. LEAP.cc. It'll blow their minds. Don't you think, Manwich?
Yeah, it's nothing that people are used to hearing.
Especially a law and order conservative type, somebody that's all for the law, and they think that the law is going to stop everything. They're going to stop those drugs. If we just throw enough money at it, hire some more troops, they'll put a stop to it. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition will shock them to the core. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves like Luke in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, yeah, I just have a comment on the slander and libel issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take the crazy position and say that...
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't believe that there should be laws against slander and libel.
Okay.
Because when somebody says something about you that's not true or writes something about you, I don't really see how it's violating any of your rights.
Well, what about what Manwich? Let's get to a realist, semi-realistic situation. What if the local newspaper there in North Carolina prints a story about how Luke likes to molest little girls, and you get fired from your job for it,
and you lose your friends?
Well, I think that the answer to bad speech is more speech. So if
How are you going to speak out against the newspaper?
They
you
got the muscle. You don't have the muscle.
I can go to another newspaper and say. These claims are unsubstantiated.
But that news, what if there's not another newspaper in the area?
Well, the reason that newspapers are successful usually is because they have a reputation for reporting the news. So, you know, if they're not reporting the news, then the people who subscribe to their newspaper aren't being very vigilant. And, you know...
Well, what about this situation with O'Reilly and the judge in, I believe it's Ohio, where the judge apparently sentenced very lightly some child molester, supposed child molester, and O'Reilly's after him. He's looking out for you, so he's going to make sure this judge pays. Now, you would have to say a judge probably, you know, he benefits from doing the right thing and, you know, judging people properly and, you know, meting out justice. And O'Reilly benefits from telling the truth and looking out for the American people. But they're at odds.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really think that's an issue. I think that what Bill O'Reilly is saying about the judges is generally true. There are a lot of wacky judges out there. But let me just say that, you know, when you make something illegal, like slander and libel, it's just like any other prohibition, and all of a sudden you foster the notion that just because something is printed, it's automatically true, and so people are no longer required to have critical thought about
good
the
point.
Things that they read.
Yeah, they should take everything with a grain of salt, and even if it's in the newspaper, or even if it's on Free Talk Live, or wherever it is, and that's something we always say on Free Talk Live, is, you know, question everything, regardless of the source.
Well, I have to disagree with that, because businesses are very conservative with the news that they allow out. About themselves. They don't want to be involved in any... They're there to make money. You know, they want to sell their product. They do not want to be enmeshed with any kind of controversy that has to do with one of their employees. So if a business, an employee, has been accused of something heinous, then it's in all likelihood they're going to be fired, especially in a libertarian world where they don't have, you know, they don't have any protections from the government. I would think, damages are very real in this circumstance.
I got to say, I side with Luke on this. I can't support government prohibitions on any sort of
who
speech.
Who says it's government prohibition? I'm talking about DROs.
Well, if there's an agreement between people, then it's a different story. In this case, there is no agreement. It's just a government law. Anyway, Luke, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Pirate Radio. We'll talk about it on the way. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. I say physics, and you see bushy-haired Einstein? Well, sit down, strap in, and hold on, because when I come back, I'll give you a physics lesson practiced by the bushy scientist of NASCAR.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Out of the lab, Einstein, today's physics lesson, straight from the racetrack, is taught by the Busch Series champ, Martin Truex. The subject, nitrogen. Martin and all the NASCAR racers use nitrogen in their race car tires instead of regular compressed air. Why? Nitrogen contains less moisture than air, which makes nitrogen-filled tires less susceptible to expansion-contraction irregularities that affect tire pressure and heat, which correlates directly to driver control. Now, don't try this physics experiment at home, because race cars scoot around at about 190 miles per hour. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up on our listener map. You get a little digital push pin, and you can see where listeners are all around the world. Free Talk Live, it's international. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You plug in your location, your name, your photo, if you have one, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you're on the map at map.freetalklive.com with over 1,000 other listeners. Pirate radio, Manwich, it's back in the news. It appears from time to time, and apparently it's pretty big in South Florida. This from the Miami Herald. It began with airline pilots reporting hip-hop songs playing on 2 frequencies from a station calling itself Da Streets. Authorities pinpointed the source of the transmission, a stucco and brick 2-story warehouse in Opa-locka. Joseph Zeller, a state agent, discovered a large radio antenna mounted on a tower next to the building. Armed with a search warrant, he confiscated 3 computers, a monitor, mixing board, stereo compressor, microphone, 2-deck CD player, telephone, modem, 2 stereo speakers, 3 ring binders, and 10 cases filled with CDs. But no radio transmitter. And no disc jockey. So apparently it's still an open case, and the station remains on the air. So I'm not quite sure what exactly that guy ended up doing and where he was.
No.
The music from the pirate station has been allegedly so troublesome over the last month that a federal engineer who specializes in frequency transmissions has arrived in Miami to help investigators locate the signal. They say it's intermittent, it's not all day, it's not every day, but clear communication between air control and pilots is a critical part of flying. Well, no doubt, it is important for pilots to be able to communicate with the ground towers and all that, but I don't believe for a second that pirate radio transmissions are interfering with it.
Now, why?
It's just not possible.
It doesn't make much sense to me. Why would pirate transmissions, if they're broadcast on the FM dial so that people can listen to them, right, well, that's otherwise, what's the point in broadcasting?
Right. Why would you broadcast
off
to the
walkie-talkie or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Now, if you're broadcast on the FM dial, then you're probably going to broadcast in one of the normal slots, which
88 to 108.
88 to 108, and every other tenth, you know,
right.
So it's 88.1, 88.3.
Correct.
You get the idea. Why would, did you say 110?
108.
110, okay. Sorry, got confused for a second.
Okay.
Why in the world wouldn't they be picking up the regular stations, which are broadcasting at a significantly higher wattage? In Miami, just about everything's at 100,000 watts.
There's no explanation for it. It's just lies on the part
really
of the government.
It must be.
They're just slandering pirate radio operators. These are individuals who are...
It's dangerous.
No, it's not. They're people that are filling a niche. They are people that feel as though that the corporate radio stations aren't providing the kind of music that certain people want to hear. So they go on the air to their own risk. You know, it is illegal to do these things. They go on the air, they put on the programming that they want to hear and that they think others want to hear. It should be pointed out that the aircraft band is just above the FM band. I mean, after you go above 108, I believe it's 109 or 110 up through another point where there is the aircraft band. However, and I'm a little rusty on my radio here, so if there's a radio ham, you know, amateur ham operator out there that knows a little bit more, as I understand it, there are such things as harmonics, where if you broadcast at a certain frequency, sometimes there can be certain multiples of that frequency that you can also somehow pick up the transmission on. But that wouldn't apply to the radio band and the airline band. It just doesn't apply. So they're lying.
Yeah, they have to be lying.
They're just, well, slandering. And they're libeling the pirate stations in this case. Maybe the pirates should sue. Hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.